Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Drive moment. A phone call, text or email that changed your life. No matter how long you've been alive, there are moments where some form of communication comes your way that changes your world as you know it. One day, there you were, thinking that would be just another day, and then you receive a phone call. Barry, we need 75 million rand. Lotto. Yes. When you put down the phone, nothing was ever the same again. That's what we're talking about today. I guess there's so many things. Ooh, Lokuza, the one who was doing the show before this one.
Andy.
She probably gave me 10 reasons.
Yeah.
First one was when she was in Stellenbosch.
Okay.
And she was invited, because she was in a gospel group, and they were invited to go and perform in the United States. That's where she met Kirk Franklin.
Andy used to sing.
She's a singer, yes. She's a singer.
Was or is?
She's a singer. She still is a singer. So she's still a singer. Let it go.
It's not about this. Not
yeah.
Time.
Let it go. Sichupi.
What's your moment?
There's too many. There's too many. Some even tear jerking. But there's just too many moments. But which one would I take? I'm trying to think of the moment that I really want to share right now. That's just too much, like a flurry of them coming
out. Dude, is this not a quiz, ne?
You know which one I would then go to? It's easy. I think everybody will relate to it. About what? 17 years ago now? I entered a competition on a radio station that was out in Newtown. And I thought nothing of it. I didn't even think it would be anything. Cindy Mguni called me and told me that tomorrow I have to come and audition. And that's when I would start working with Fed Joe on this radio station.
Wow.
So nice. That I think completely changed my entire life, because I was a corporate girl. I was in heels and power suits every single day. And my life has never been the same since.
Yeah.
19 years ago. You know when you kapo muta spelele? You don't want to receive a call from hospital, ne?
Absolutely not.
Because that call can mean a whole lot of things.
Ugh.
Yeah, they called me Nepsu because I took my son, my firstborn, spelele, and he was not well, crying and all those things. But Hamilton, you're rest, man. We'll call you if there's anything wrong.
Ugh.
It rang 11:15 Nepsu.
Yeah,
no, that's still to figure spelele. Just tell me over the phone. When then they told me my son has passed on, and I'm like, yo.
No.
And that's why even today when I count my kids, I always count my son.
Yeah.
It's never gonna be saying I'm the first born Emily.
Yeah.
And then goza laba, goza young elekeng esemba wabo.
Yeah.
But yeah, that call really changed my life. That's why I the manji and guess which hospital then? Arvape.
Oh, is it Arvape? Oh, wow.
Every time I'm going to just belly, I'm going to nar.
That's our dry moment for today. What was the news you received on the other side of a call, text, or email that changed your life forever, for good or bad? And how did you take the news? Did you celebrate? Did you cry? Did you sit in silence? It's Drive 959, Glenn Skumba and Komoto until 6 p.m. 0636880959.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yeah, guys, for me, it wasn't me receiving a call, but when my mom passed away, I was the one who had taken her to hospital, and she passed away on arrival. And I don't know what happened, but I had to then call all my siblings. My word. I don't think I'll ever be able to attend articulate what it is like to call a sibling and tell them that their mother has just died.
Yo, Kaya family, I just received an email yesterday and this morning as well, the same email, and also the message that, you know what, I should avail myself for tomorrow morning. It's an interview. So, yeah, I've been waiting for this for quite some time now, since after 2021, because I'm no longer working. So, yeah, I'm hoping for the best. And I do believe that this is going to change my life. So I'm hoping for the best. May God be with me tomorrow.
So she hasn't worked since 2021, guys.
Oh, may God be with you.
Don't
indeed.
Take your gig for granted.
Oh, all the light.
Yeah.
Can you imagine not knowing how to pay your bills?
Yeah.
Maybe even cleaning out your savings if you are lucky enough to have had savings, just so that you can stay afloat. You know.
So apparently the situation is so bad in South Africa that other people have given up.
Yeah.
They're not even applying or making any phone calls. You're talking about people who have not worked for 10 years, 15 years.
Oh, since leaving high school.
You have never seen a salary.
Since leaving high school, what all my metric results were, that was it.
Sure.
Since Asekaya, today, I'm 44.
Imagine having a doctorate in something. You've got to varsity.
Yeah. And parents were making noise that once you get a degree, your life is going to be
your life will change. And maybe you did it through like a NEFSAS or a loan, a student loan, your banker. You already owe some institution 300,000-400,000. And you are not working and it's just not popping.
Yeah,
sure.
Actually, I'm a Nigerian. This life, no balance. Begu ayandang grade 11. Now.
No, for the record.
Wow. Don't do it.
We
know.
It's
okay. Multi record. You sound like you're a doctor. Maybe it's
as far as I'm concerned.
USB. Just say for the US, bro. The USB.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment. A phone call, text, or email that changed your life forever. We got voice notes.
To that lady that's going for an interview, please let her know that I'm available. I am a career coach. I can help her with preparing for that interview. And I can do it for free. I'm happy to support. I'll do it as part of my pro bono work. Please do feel free to share my number with her. This is Ule Kotu. Thank you very much.
For me, it was finding out that my mentor, my friend, passed on. She was gymming and she passed away at her house while gymming. The most healthiest, the most loving person ever.
My name is Pumla. My story is actually different because I didn't get a call, but I was pointed out from the crowd that, I can say the crowd, amongst colleagues, where we were sharing ideas. We were at a work conference and we were sharing ideas. And I just happened to catch my manager's attention. It was actually the first time speaking in such a large crowd. And I was so nervous. And when he pointed out, he kept on asking me what education level is it that I have and all of that and all of that. And when I told him everything, he was like, oh, okay. By the end of the conference, I scooped myself a bursary to go study a marketing degree.
For me, it was a phone call that I received a while back. Umere Mangeluguti, she's pregnant. She was crying on the other side. Hey, I was laughing with excitement. I was so happy. So that has changed my life since, because I love my boys more than anything in this world. Yeah, no, for me, that changed my life.
Okay. Aww. So the madam was crying, he was laughing.
Yeah, he was happy. He was excited.
Yeah, he didn't say he was happy.
He says he was laughing.
He meant he was excited.
He didn't say he was excited, nor did he say he was happy.
He was happy.
He was,
even the lady was tears of joy.
I knocks you down.
Wow.
Thank you. Wow. And there's a pro bono there. I'm composing to Zabu Dalimpov. I'm Shabadi pro bono more. I'm Yaga pro bono more. For the lady who's going for an interview tomorrow. Yeah, I hope you don't confuse her.
I am.
And overcoach her.
You know, when I'm going to coach you for an interview, if you don't sleep, eh?
Yeah, guys, like nothing works, eh? Like you are up before your alarm goes off. Your stomach is in knots. You are not driving proper. It's just a mess.
Look at how it is looking at us. He doesn't even know what we're talking about.
Have you ever been to an interview, Glenn?
Never. I've never been in it. I've been to auditions. I've never been in tune. Even when I finished my trick, so I couldn't study further because of financial problems. My teammate, I played for this club in Klipspruit. My teammate was Cleophas Magula. I'll never forget his name. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Cleophas in over 30 years, but I'll never forget his name. So we're playing for the same team, and he knew that I had finished my trick and I couldn't further my studies. So he said to me, listen, my boss is there in George Gogh. Okay. There's a place called George Gogh in Johannesburg. It's called George Stott and Company. Mm-hmm. They supply mines with steel.
Okay.
So he said, there's a gig there. They want a clerk or something. And I went there, got the job. No questions asked. I started immediately on a Monday. He told me on a Sunday, went there Monday. I was working on Monday, yeah. Fast forward 3 years later, I get a call from Radio Tondo to say, listen, we got a gig for you. Come. I never auditioned. Packed my bags out of there.
You didn't resign?
No. I didn't even... That's how excited I was. I left some of my money there. And I bounced.
3 years. Young. Yeah.
I just started in a company. My money's there. So I've never...
You've never been for an interview?
No, never. It's not going to happen. It's too late.
It's never too late. We've got an interview, a career coach. Mm. They can help you through it.
No. Career coach can help the other person for tomorrow. I'm done.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Lebitso la ka Kempo. And the phone call that changed my life is when I received a phone call on the 27th of January by my younger sister telling me that our mom is no more. And then it killed me. And I'm scared if I'll ever be the same person again, because I see the world in a different way now. So everything is so different. Yeah.
Hey, Tlenzito. Nah. Metal industry, my bra. Go ile go ba le di surplus di millions tsene re ya re claim o thola chelta o e godidile kana kanang boela go just go gola te chelta o Tlenzito tsa mo claim a metal industry provident or pension fund ya
ntwana. Hey. Who do I? You want to represent me? Never.
I do.
Let's go.
Yeah,
we must go. We must go and broadcast outside there.
We just go and submit a claim.
Yeah, because I think there's millions. There's thousands there.
Millions or thousands?
Thousands.
Submitted for 3 years. So
submitted for 3 years. Mm. And you were contributing to Provident Fund and.
Yes, I was. And my salary was good, eh?
Was your salary good?
For someone my age.
So Glenn, it could have hit a million. I mean, how many years back is that?
30.
Yeah.
30 years back.
Yeah. My salary was great.
Is the company still operating?
Yes. George Stott and Company.
Tomorrow, by HR. By Dilitai Yonkin.
I'm worrying.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.